You're listening to the Dramatized Audio Bible, King James Version, New Testament, presented by Thomas Nelson.
Introduction to the New Testament. The New Testament tells a new and climactic part of the continuing story of how God lovingly pursued intimacy with all peoples. Because of His great love, God gave His Son, Jesus, who, by dying on the cross, established a new promise, the new covenant, so that each of us may return to God. The older covenant, given to Moses on Mount Sinai, involved God working primarily through one people, Israel, to bring the blessing of salvation to all peoples of the world. The former covenant's laws revealed the righteous standard of perfection required by a holy God for people to know Him. The New Testament story began to be told after more than 400 years of silence. There had been no scripturally recorded word from God since the prophet Malachi, the last of the Old Testament prophets. Then the New Testament broke that silence with the loving arrival on earth of God's Son, who became man, born as a baby named Jesus. When the time came, Jesus gave His life to pay the penalty for the sins of the world. In this way, He became the Redeemer and Savior for those who believe in Him. The four Gospels begin this New Testament story by telling of Jesus' life, His birth, teachings, deeds, death, and resurrection. The next book, called the Acts of the Apostles, tells how the good news of Jesus' salvation exploded into the first century world, causing the formation of many churches throughout the Roman Empire. Then, there is a series of letters that teach believers how to grow in their faith and apply it to everyday living. The rest of the story of Jesus is described in the last book of the New Testament, the Book of Revelation. This book tells how Jesus Christ will one day return as He promised, restoring all creation so God's people can be with Him, to know Him and enjoy Him forever. Introduction to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Placed first in the New Testament is Matthew's Gospel. Matthew was one of the apostles. In Mark and Luke, he is called by his other name, Levi. Written primarily for a Jewish audience, Matthew's Gospel links key promises of the Old Testament scriptures with their New Testament fulfillment. Matthew's main purpose is to prove to his Jewish readers that Jesus is their Messiah. However, Matthew doesn't restrict his Gospel to Jewish people. He records the coming of the wise men from a foreign land to worship the infant Jesus, as well as Jesus' explanation of the parable of the wheat and the tares, that the field is the world. Matthew also includes Jesus' full statement in the Great Commission that his disciples are to go and teach all nations. Matthew's Gospel is definitely Jewish, but clearly it has a universal outlook. Matthew, formerly a tax collector for the Romans, wrote this Gospel in the AD 50s or 60s as one of the eyewitness disciples of the life of Jesus. As an eyewitness, he gave extensive accounts of Jesus' teaching ministry. Matthew begins by listing the genealogy of Jesus. He traces Jesus' lineage through King David to Abraham, documenting Jesus' birthright to Israel's throne. Now listen as Matthew presents the case for Jesus as the promised King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Chapter 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zerah of Thamar. And Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Naasson, and Naasson begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rechab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Urias, and Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa, and Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias, and Ozias begat Joatham, and Joatham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias, and Ezekias begat Manasses, and Manasses begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias, and Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?